It's another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools, with us this morning, continuing our series on National Principal Month. Dr. Eller, last week we featured Dr. Paula Bruno, and this week we have Principal Gary Rivers.
Yes, from Sylacauga High School, and we are so glad that he's with us today. Little tidbit.
Yeah.
When I arrived here in 2021, I needed a principal for the high school. He was currently at Nichols Lawson, and might I say that was the best run middle school I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was Nichols Lawson, and he told me, he said, Dr. Eller, I'll do whatever you want me to do, but don't ask me to go to the high school. So,
and here he is.
Here he is. That's
right. Something happened.
And we are so glad that he did, and he's done a phenomenal job there. This is year three being at the high school, and he's making that into a well-oiled machine, just like he did the middle school and just like he did Pinecrest before that. I wasn't here, but definitely have heard all about it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Principal Rivers, yeah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Sir. Tell us a little bit about your background first, how you got into the position that you're in, including denying Dr. Eller to get into this position. Your background from the start.
Yes, sir. I grew up in several different locations in Mississippi. My father is a Baptist preacher, and we moved several places. So I won't go into bore you with all those details. And he moved to Gadsden, and we moved to Gadsden. And I went to Jacksonville State University and got a degree in business. And he had told me, I'd talked to him one time about, I think I really want to do education. My sister went into education. He's like, you may want to rethink that, you know, as far as the money that you would make and that kind of thing. And I thought, well, okay. And he really kind of put a little pressure on me, and so I decided to do business, and I went that route, got a degree in business marketing, and then I decided, you know, this wasn't what I was called to do, went back and got a master's in education and worked with the specialty of special education, and then did my administrative certification and then an EDS in educational administration.
Okay.
So I started here at Sylacauga High School in the with a provisional certificate, a fifth-year program, working with special needs students at the high school, and did that for 4 years, and had the opportunity then to go to Nichols Lawson Middle School to be assistant principal with Gerald Douglas. Did the 6 years there, and Mr. D's retired, and the opening was there at Pinecrest, and so I was able to do that for 6 years, and then I was actually asked at that time to go to the high school, and
someone
the superintendent at that time told me he wasn't going to make me, but he asked me if I would consider it, and I said, well, you know, my kids were young then. I said, I will do it if you want me to, but if not, I'll just stay, and he didn't make me, so I stayed. So the next year, he moved me to the middle school, so I did 6 years there. I did my another 6 years of my time there at Nichols Lawson, and then when Dr. Eller came in, like she said, she asked me to consider the high school, and I said, well, I will if you ask me to, but I'd rather just stay at the middle school.
I let him stay 1 year.
So I stayed 1 year.
So
then, anyway, the next year she asked me if I would go, and I said, if you want me to, I'll be glad to. I just like working with kids. I work with kids from, like I said, from third grade through the 12th grade. I like working with kids before I ever even got an education. I'd go down to the element or the classes at church and Sunday school, the younger kids. I always taught the younger kids classes when I was in, you know, in high school and everything. Just love being around kids. So it doesn't really matter the age. I just like to interact with them and work with them.
That's great. I mean, that's there's one common denominator here in theme, I think, in making sure that we know the caliber of educators and administrators that you have in place is that they all have a passion for the kids.
It's all about making a difference in the children's lives.
It really is. It really is. Along your route, who was your biggest influence to get you into this position?
You know, I guess it was several. I worked several different jobs trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Worked with the railroad as a conductor. I did some counseling, and I think when I was doing the counseling there, and did some counseling at the bridge program there in Gadsden, and then it transitioned. They moved me to a place there in Cullman. We did some outpatient counseling there, and that's where I found out that, you know, this type of field, working with students, is the field I needed to be in. And from then, that's when I decided to go back to school and do education.
So it's really the kids that inspired you.
Right.
It sounds like.
Yes, sir.
That's great. Yeah, that's amazing. excuse me. when it comes to, excuse me, when it comes to you being in this position, what is one of the most challenging things about your job? Because you in a position, you're dealing with teens, kids that drive to school, that they can get to and from where they can. It's a little bit different of a challenge than any of your other principals that you have. You have some some circumstances that you know, the other principals don't have to deal with. Is there anything that you didn't expect when you assumed this role that is a challenge for you that's a good challenge?
You know, you go back to, you know, your own personal knowledge of the way it was in a high school when you were there. I hear my father say some things about how it was when he was in high school, and I'm like, it's so different.
It's not that way anymore.
And in 2004, when I was working at the high school, it's so different. But even at that point, I knew there was a lot more at the high school, more challenges. And but I had no idea at the number of challenges that you have with at the high school of today, you know, with all that we do with, like you said, with students being able to drive, you know, with driver's ed, with the dual enrollment, over 100 students that are involved with dual enrollment, students leaving, coming and going and trying to keep up with that. And if you're want to run things the way I want to run them and you want to have that control that you have, you just have to rely on folks to help you. You know, you can't do it all. You gotta have the help, and you have to make sure you have the people in place in the right spot to help you.
And I was gonna say activities every day.
Yes, every day.
Yeah,
you
know, sure.
From clubs to sports to fine arts.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can imagine it's a lot to juggle, and you've got to have a staff that can, you know, help juggle that with you and support you.
And what he's not telling you is he's also been a mentor to numerous other administrators in our district.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you Dr. know. Bruno mentioned this last week that Principal
Rivers recruited her from the classroom.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, and so
I had the opportunity to work with Mr. Hall. He was an assistant of mine for a year. Mr. Littleton was an assistant of mine for 3 years. Ms. Bruno, Dr. Bruno, for 3 years. Trying to think who else.
I think you also worked with Ms. Green.
Yes, Ms. Green for, I think she was there with me for the 5 of the 6 years that I was there.
Right.
Yeah. So that's got to make you feel good that
you
forged these relationships and you're seeing, you know, you're seeing them also in the school system to now doing other jobs and having that small hand to play in that. I feel like that would give me gratitude to know that. What do you love the most about your job?
The most are the students. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I also like working with the teachers, being in the classroom, being able to see those interactions between the teacher and the students, and seeing the light go off, so to speak, when students get it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
What do you want people to know about Principal Gary Rivers that we might not know about?
I guess I guess you could go back to the route that I, you know, went down, the road I went down to get to education and the different jobs and different activities and things that I've been involved with to make it to education. And then I just look forward to some, you know, more years of success in the system.
Many more at Sylacauga High School,
yes.
If you don't move
yes.
him again.
That's right.
Yeah, right? I'm just playing.
I'm not moving him any time soon.
He's going to be there.
I needed him
sure.
there.
That's right.
That's awesome.
We got work to do.
Well,
yes.
Principal
yes.
Gary Rivers, we appreciate your time and your service and your mentorship with the other administrators that have been brought along the ranks as well.
And I can just add that all the ones that he's mentored have been successful.
Yeah,
so I think that speaks volumes as to...
For sure.
As to the work that Mr. Rivers does and just the impact he's had not only on the children, but also on the system as a whole.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate
your time.
Absolutely. You wanted to mention before he left, I think, something about Elmore County.
Yes.
Was that a point of contention?
So this Friday night, of course, you know, we play Elmore County at home. It is senior night.
Yeah.
For Sylacauga, it may not be a rival.
Uh-huh.
For the Eller family, it is.
Okay. Yes. Of course.
No pressure.
No pressure. I've already told Coach Smelly.
Yeah. That's going to be a fun game. Yeah.
Yes.
I know that's always. Yeah. Do you go from side to side during the game? Do you go sit on their side? I mean, this is like the third year for you. So do you mingle? Do you come back over?
Are you wearing
Sylacauga, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I might go for a visit at halftime, maybe if we're on that field.
Okay, okay.
Our field, they'll have to come to me.
Okay, there you go, Dr. Right. E. There you go.
We normally host that's a party right. beforehand.
Yeah.
It's been
yeah.
successful that's thus good. Far.
Yeah.
We normally host a Sylacauga, Elmore County party at our house beforehand because, you know, fine. All of our friends, a lot of our friends are still there. And, of course, my husband, that's his alma mater, and our children as well. And my husband won 2 state championships for Elmore County.
Hey, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. There's always going to be a special place in your heart for them.
Yes.
That's great. Well,
but we hope we win. I mean, we plan to win.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We're planning on it. We're planning on it for sure. Principal Rivers, again, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being here. And Dr. Eller, we'll get with you again next week.
Sounds
good. With another principal that we'll feature here on Midweek Minute with the superintendent.
Thank you. Go Aggies.
Thank you.